He's just teasing the one who decorated the food that he mentioned this morning. He just said that it's not from the bad intention, so that was good. But sometimes we lack knowledge that what type of food that might cause effects to the stomach if we eat in. It's a good thing that people would like to do their best. They give the best offering. It's all from good attention, so that's a good deed and merit. However, in terms of practicing, even if you are born or just ride on the wave of the good deeds and be born in a good place, it's still not good because you're still living the life cycle, you're still reborn. And good deeds, good merits is told to give you the beauty, which is also an obstacle for those who are into practicing for Nirvana. It could get you in trouble. Some people do deeds, good deeds or offerings from the expectation from the results, good results. That's a good attention, really, yeah? Like for politicians, even though they said as long as they have they made some progress in the society, give them good results and some improvements, the end just simply doesn't justify the mean in terms of Dhamma. Some masters in the past even mentioned that Thailand would be an increasingly a difficult place to live because those from the bad places would start getting reborn into the society. Because we've been the land of Buddhism for quite some time. So it seemed like a fate in that term. So everywhere, there's just all these misfortunes, troublesome matters all around, not just specifically Thailand. Even in some countries where the government take care of their people really well with the social welfare and stuff, and they live quite comfortably, that still doesn't mean that their life is worthwhile living. Many people get lonely because there's no self or family functions. And they, some of them even have to live alone in the old days because it's just their custom, their traditions that the kids would leave the house to work. So just left these two parents staying on their own, getting old on their own. And some countries are very unfortunate with their surroundings, with their territories. For example, India, the geography is really at disadvantage. Even Thailand nowadays, Well, it was Thailand used to have lots of forests and greeneries everywhere throughout the country, but now if you watch it from Google Earth, from you can't really find much forest areas now. Because politicians or people just look out for their own benefits. They don't consider the benefits of the whole society as important. They just seek their own wealth and gains. When Long Pa was a kid, he used to think that our country is the very best place to live. Very serene. Even though we had wars, even civil wars sometimes, or some disturbing moments within the societies, like coup d'etats and all those things. Nowadays, just all these people with bad interests, with self-interest, everywhere. Sometimes when people in the country face hardships from the surroundings, like drought or even flood, or wars sometimes. It used to be a good place, but now when people of that interest have controls in their hands and just seek wealth and abuse the powers, not specifically Thailand, it's just everywhere, it's happening everywhere in the world now. And everybody, the mundane people, just have to take the results of those. But these are all the people who got stuck in the lure, in the illusions of the worldly matters. Without knowing, being the slaves of the all the desires and greed. And some people just take a ride from those not knowing, those ignorance, to gain wealth and power. They abuse the power, taking advantage of the greed or the illusion from others to gain their wealth, like selling toys to the kids, or all this launching of material products or technology gadget. Like those who have to get the latest model of iPhones or Samsungs. So people just got stuck in this trap, keep buying and possessing. These are all illusions though, and subject to sufferings. How about those who have daughters? Are you worried of the future of your daughters or the safety? How about sons? Or those who have sons who turn daughters later on? Now everything in life is so complex, complicated, and messed up. So don't live carelessly. Start practicing and be diligent at it. Just know that everything in the world, even our body and mind, cause suffering and are subject to suffering, especially those from the external world. Those who practice and learn this knowledge can gain some contentment, some wholesomeness from within, and no longer rely to the external or material matters. The internal happiness or wholesomeness, we can earn it ourselves, and it's from within. It's unconditional and can help us through any trouble situations. It's not conditional, telling us we have to get this certain thing, be certain way to get happiness. So this is the most valuable and essential type of wholesomeness we need to gain. And that is through practicing, observing the true nature of body and mind. Lord Buddha said, to have the wisdom even of the first step of the enlightened being or the stream enterer, just only one night of that wisdom, true wisdom, is more worthwhile than a million, millions of monetary values. So just have awareness, be conscious of breathing in and breathing out. Just keep observing how your mind functions and behaving. Just accept, just realize what it is being, what state it is being, or what things that it is doing or facing. And just accept as it is. Just as casually and naturally as that moment can be. Okay, so as of now, everybody start focusing. Try to control yourself, your mind. It's so unnatural because some of you are very hyper, very, you know, it's like has childlike attitudes. So trying to be still is just simply unnatural. Okay, so if anybody has questions, please press the number. Please ask if there's anyone who hasn't, not even once, asked him any question. So today he's gonna give opportunities for those who hasn't who haven't asked him any question at all before. So Because those who are staying at the temple got the first shot. Okay, so the first person has a very busy mind, and the mind always drifts away from the home base. So his advice for this man is to just diligently observing the breathing. Okay, this one control herself too much. So, but she knows that she is doing that. So Longpo is trying to point out all this phenomenon going on. Like this now, she has this urge, this drive for her to talk. And she can see that. So her homework from now on is just simply observing what is going on. Just know that it is happening. Not aiming to rid of it. And don't even try to fashion your mind to be casual. This person has also a very busy mind. So pretty much the same advice is to observe the breathing. Knowing the body, doing the breathing, and if the mind drifts away from the breathing, just know that it is so. Just, but keep doing that constantly, often. She said she's trying to behave to conform to all these merits, contributing to be a stream enterer. Is it a good thing? Longpo said it is a good practice. So just keep doing that. But what's more important is she observe what's going on with the mind and the body. Don't try to reject or try to prohibit if the mind is drifting away. And she has this urge happening constantly, the urge driving her to talk. So just have to... She has to take notice of that too. Okay, this person said her mind is busy, drifting away very frequently. And once she gets too aware of that, she immediately compressed herself, trying to control it. And she feels this heaviness in her chest. And even though she knows that too, the heaviness doesn't disappear. So Longpo said, this is the result of all the efforts, all the manipulations and interference she put in. This is the suffering that's caught, that's the results of those courses, because she wants to do well, she controls herself, and the heaviness, the tightness in the chest is the result. Like for example, right now she's very excited and she tries to control that feeling. She said she doesn't know it, but she just knows that it's really tight. So Longpo has tried to demonstrate how she's doing. And the advice is, it's not important if she feels excited. Just know it casually. Just breathe in casually, breathe out casually, and have the awareness along the way. She said she can feel the body most of the time in the day. Is it incorrect or unusual? So Longpo said it would be incorrect if she is too attentive, too focused in observing the body. Okay, so this person has this joyful feeling overwhelming her mind at this time. So Longpa is trying to guide her to observe it casually. And now it is decreasing. He said the problem is even though she knows that the joyful feeling is happening, she is not really conscious in observing it, so it overcomes her. Now she has a question about the stable observer. So he said having the stable observer is not permanent as well. It would come at some moment and it would also disappear in some moments, because it also falls under the impermanent characteristic. Okay, so now he's trying to guide her again to watch, observe the joyful feeling. It's overwhelming her greatly right now. So her homework is to continue on what she's been doing, just observing casually. Okay, so this person said she experienced that when she felt frightened, she felt like the sense of the body disappeared. So Longpa said it's probably because she tried to find a safety point. That's why she neglected the whole body and to find the mind, and to find a place for the mind to stay safe during the moment of frightening moment. She said when it felt like everything disappeared when she feel frightened, and the next thing she said she realized that she was already on the floor. And everything seemed like dark and she realized that everything turned black, but the mind was still working. So Longpa said just allow the mind to function however it is during the moment. So if it's trying to seek something to hold on to, just let it be. So the key point is to still have the awareness as much as possible and allow the mind to function. If she can detect the mind, just continue on observing the mind. It's not important if she has the feeling of the body or not. The mind is the key. This person has a very busy mind, and she's sitting next to someone Longpa knows and who also has quite a similar mind. But anyways, she has a very busy mind, and when she tries to practice, she falls asleep. So the advice for her is don't try to stay still. Just get up and move about. She can do some homework, you know, to get the body moving. So for him, this is the first time ever talked to Longpa. So Longpo asked whether he has detected any change from within. He said yes. But as of now, she's really excited and everything seems so unnatural. Because he knows that he's pulling the feelings inward, tries to suppress himself. So the advice for him is just keep on doing that, and he will eventually understand, the mind will eventually understand that everything is functioning on its own. Okay, so Longpo asked whether she knows if her aggregates are all separated. She said, well, sometimes yes. She can feel that. She also knows that her mind becomes lighter, brighter, and nimble. Okay. So Longpo said, don't try to hold on to this feeling. So when once he pointed that out, she felt a little down. So he pointed that out to her too, and tell her to just keep on watching, observing all these changes as they are. This person wasn't excited before, but now she is. She would like to know whether what she has been doing, practicing, is correct or not. So Longpo said yes, but just she needs more hours. Just see that everything is all separated. And see that they all function on their own. All these feelings and phenomenon. She said yes, but sometimes she felt that it all come back together as one again, but even though sometimes they are separated. One situation she's facing is that sometimes she feels like she's calm and doesn't get angry much for this week, but then she can do that for the whole week, and then the next week everything just turned opposite and she gets angry all the time. She's from Sweden. So Longpo said, well, for her situation, just shouldn't be concerned much about it. Just see how it functions, how the mind works. So this person likes saying prayer a lot. And while she's praying or chanting, her mind would do this translation, interpretation of those words. And she has her mind awareness as well while doing that, according to her. But her problem is she can't do other type of formal meditation like walking or doing the concentration or sitting meditation. So Longpo said her problem is she is a very stressful person. She demands a lot of herself. So that's kind of an obstacle for those meditations. So she's telling him about this one piece of prayer that which is her favorite. And it is because she knows all the meanings behind the words. And those words help her calm down
โทสะจริตแรงมากค่ะ
เราเป็นคนเครียด
She thinks that this peace or this feeling helps her handle better with her anger, which happens quite a lot. So his advice for her is to keep on praying because she likes it. So it's a good object of concentration for her. And then just observe the mind. Whatever the feelings the mind is experiencing, like good or bad, happy or not happy. So just keep on chanting and know if the mind is feeling happiness or if the mind is feeling sadness or even neutral. She said she used the meaning that she understand from this chanting in her daily life. But she said that is all she can do. She uses in everyday life, like when she deals with other people, like her kids. So he emphasizes again, just for her to keep, to take notice of her, the feelings in her mind. So that's her homework. He teased the guy because he's very formal. I addressed him very formally. So, Long Po asked him that during those 2 months that he'd been practicing, does he detect any changes in her, in his mind? He said he does it in every day, in daily life. Now he's telling about the moment when he is eating, and he's putting the food in his mouth, and when he's chewing, he just see the body doing the chewing, and he can sense the food passing down his throat. While he is observing the food moving down, he got this insight that there is something similar to some type of defilement is moving down into him, and this defilement is feeding him, feeding his sense of self, and help strengthen other defilements. And then his mind suddenly tells him that, but these are just defilements, it's not self, it's not he himself. And then when he learned that insight that the mind is telling him, he felt this wholesome, joyful feeling overwhelming him. It's very deep from within, but when he tries to tell it verbally, it's incomparable. He can't really word it. So Long Po is asking him that, let's see if he still feel the sense of self behind all his manners or thinking. He said yes. So that's insight he got. Isn't the wisdom of the stream enter where the sense of self would totally disappear? So what he was going through then was he got some kind of wisdoms. and the mind understand those wisdoms which brought it the that wholesome feeling, the contentment. So it's definitely a progress, but he has to keep on watching, observing. So another incident is when he's doing the sitting meditation. He feels like he's on the top of the very tall building and just watching down, looking down. He just can just see all, like something moving about below, like in stream passing. So Lung Pao said, just it's good to see that, but don't try to interfere with it, just observe it from afar. So he said, he observed that for a while, that stream for a while, and then the stream started to come up into his mind, his brain, and it translated into words and thoughts. So Lung Pao emphasizes again that just watch it from afar. Just observe how it changed and progress. But his problem is he's too stressful. He demands too much of himself. He doesn't see the desire, the greed, the urge, the drive behind all these observations and his practices. In fact, if he can just notice that urge, he's already practiced. So there's not really much or too detailed things to observe. Just could be anything. And it is a very good thing that he can still see that there's a sense of self behind all his thinking and behavior, and doesn't misunderstand himself as a stream enterer just yet. Because sometimes it's really difficult for Lung Pao to try to correct people who misunderstand that they already are the stream enterer or got some type of enlightenment. So even though Lung Pao doesn't have the right or the responsibility to confirm whether or not that person is the enlightened being, he likes to change. He's like to help if those are the misunderstandings. So this person has used the mind as the home base. She can see the changes on the three characteristics. Her key player in observation is anger. But she still can't really handle it. Okay, so Lung Pao is trying to guide her now. So like that, because she says she can see anger and everything else, mental, but not really the body. So Lung Pao said, even though she has the mental objects as her home base, he will naturally and automatically feel the body as well. And the more she sees them, she will learn the impermanent aspect of the characteristics, and her mind would learn to detach itself from those phenomena. Learn to detach itself from the worldly matters. So the more she does that, her mind will become happier and happier. This person is very excited and she said the wrong word to greet, to address Lung Pao.
เจอเจอหน้าหลวงพ่อนี่เจริญพรหลวงพ่อหลวงพ่อเลยบอกนมัสการโยมนั่นไง
เวลาปฏิบัติแล้วบางทีเราไม่แน่ใจว่าสภาวะ
So the situation she's facing is that sometimes she doesn't know whether the phenomena that she's observing or the experience that she's having is a real thing or not, or is all from the thought. So Lumpur said, it doesn't matter. Just know that the curiosity arises because that's in the present moment.All those changes of phenomena or insights that she got is already past. What's happening right there, right then is the curiosity. So just know that it is happening. So just keep on observing the mind and the body. And because she seemed to be those who are...Who appreciate beauty and luxury, just don't ignore the body. Observe that too. So he has more for more questions. He has time for more questions. Now he's looking for the microphone. Nobody knows where it is right now. Okay, so it's coming the way.She said she herself doesn't do much of the practice, but she feels the mind is doing the practice. So her suggestion, the suggestion for her is just keep on observing that they function separately. The mind is functioning on itself. It's a separate thing from you. It's not you. Have this awareness where you're doing the breathing in and out. And try to do the formal meditation to help strengthen or lengthen the period you can do in daily life. So this is the first time for this person. She's been trying to practice with the technique that Lumpur is teaching for quite some years.She can see that the mind is has become more nimble in detecting the phenomena or the feelings, whether it's greed or aversion or delusion. So she's making some progress. She's been practicing for 8 years.She's been listening for 8 years, but really into the practice for only the last 5 years. She does the formal meditation every morning. sometimes kind of stray away, but now she diligently practices. So she has, she's not quite sure if she has the right type of awareness. So Lompo is trying to guide her now on whether she knows if she's lost in thoughts right now. She said she's not quite sure, but she knows that there's something panging, the panging sensation in her chest. So what it actually is the result of when the mind receives the senses. So she understands that, and she asked whether she better use Buddha during the practice. So Lompo said, well, if it's stressing her out too much, just don't. But it's a good technique to use to chant Buddha in her mind to avoid the mind drifting or thinking too much. So she feels that her mind is feels some sensation in the middle of her chest, but she also knows when the mind drifts away and to feel like the wind blowing, touching her skin, or the noise from the voice of the birds, you know, those kind of things. But the sensation in the middle of her chest is still there too. So Lompo said it's okay, it's all right to do that, but just don't delve into the sensation in her chest. Just observe it from afar. So this person, she tried to practice and observe things casually in a relaxing manner. And she feels some sensation in her chest. She feels it comes up and disappears or changes, but she's not sure if she's over-focusing. That's why she sees all this. So Lompo said over-focusing is when she can feel that the mind is really tight and heavy or kind of stiff. So if it's not the case, then she is not focusing, over-focusing. That's the thing she needs to observe herself. Lompo is surprised that there are so many people today that can see the sensation in the middle of the chest. Because one of the master has used to say that all the wisdom, all the phenomenon, everything arises from the middle of the chest, as well as enlightenment. Okay, so this person tried to relax herself, the mind and everything, and then observe the body. But while observing the body, and she feels the sensation in her mind or some feelings arise, she will know that. She can see the liking or disliking, or even all those judgments and interpretations, whether what she sees is a man or a woman, for example. She knows all that. But so Lompo said if she knows all that and the observer is pretty stable without her controlling it or trying to keep it still, it's good. Don't try to control the observer to have it last for a long time. Don't try to be in the, don't fall into the trap of being in the state of stillness too. But those are the homeworks for her. Lompo asked whether he could feel that the world is getting far, far away from him, what he's feeling.
And
he said he feels that he's quite passive lately, but he feels more alert and active when he listens to Dhamma. He can't detect whether his mind and everything, all the aggregates, are separated. He doesn't really see that. But Longpa said, "Don't fret, don't worry about it too much. He will eventually see that. Just keep on practicing. It is because the mind is not used to it right now, but it will learn, and you will see it." Longpa is teasing the person that if exciting much. Okay, so he said when his number got called, he was lost in thoughts at the moment. But those are, he said he can feel the awareness arises more often these days. Sometimes he can also feel this this ball in the chest of in the middle of his chest, but he knows that it's just some object, something. It's just something that the mind recognizes. So Longpa said, it's good that he sees that and just see it separately as like he does. But if sometimes he gets too exhausted or the suffering gets a bit too much, he needs to do more concentration meditation to help strengthen the mind. You can take two more questions. This person does the formal meditation every morning by doing 1 hour of walking meditation. But she feels that most of the time she's just lost in thoughts and not really aware of the walking. Longpa said it's okay. Just don't try to control it too much. Just know that the mind is drifting away and it functions on its own. And she feels that most of the time when she's lost in thought, she will think about things in the past and she's not even about herself. So Longpa teased her that probably because she's getting old, because older people, the older they get, the more they think about the past. But can she see, though, that the mind just lost in those thoughts by itself? So just know that it is doing on its own, so don't try to be involved with it. So the advice is that when she's walking or doing anything, just be more attentive, just have a little bit more effort into having the awareness or being aware, because otherwise it would just drift away so easily and so fast. And if she gets really busy, the mind gets really busy, just stop. For example, if she's walking, just stop walking for a while. Or when she reached the end of the walk path, just stop and have the awareness for a little bit, and then turn around, stop, have the awareness, and then start walking. So every bits and turns, just, you know, try to stop and have a little bit of the awareness in between before moving again. Because it did, Longpa forgot about the last person, and so somebody pointed out for him. So the last person, she said when she thought she wouldn't get the opportunity to submit homework, she felt really sad, really down. She's been trying for 8 months now. So Longpo said, can she see that all these feelings come and go by themselves? Like the sadness that she's feeling right now, it comes by itself and it will eventually disappear by itself. Everything is so impermanent, so uncertain. If they are fleeting, your mind will eventually learn that everything is fleeting. Because she's usually used to walking meditation, but her house is under construction, so she has to do the sitting instead lately. But her problem is when she sits, she would fall asleep or everything just disappear altogether. Sometimes she even feel that she's not sleeping. She hasn't fallen asleep yet, but things just disappeared. So Longpo suggests her to do some movement, like fanning herself. Because if she stay too still, she might fall asleep. So just use some movement. Says some movements are not useful, like fanning yourself, because you gain something from it. So his advice for her as well is try to observe that she's easily get sad or down. Just observe that it happens just right out of nowhere. It will disappear on its own. Just don't allow it to overcome you or overwhelm you. Okay, so that's all for today.